You know the national news. Now we'll give you Friday's local news report from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says mostly cloudy for the afternoons in the next couple of days. High temperatures around 35. Some light snow accumulation tonight and turning windy with snow continuing overnight. Some possible accumulations and slippery road conditions should prevail, with some blowing and drifting snow at times possible, causing poor visibility and slippery road conditions. The overnight low temperatures, about 28 degrees. Topping Friday's local news, police were called to an apartment building at 17th and Pierce Avenue yesterday after a man was spotted out front holding a handgun. When police arrived, a tenant in the building pointed to one of the apartments and said the man was inside. Police set up a perimeter around the building and searched the apartments, but could not locate the suspect. Residents in the building said the man that they saw out front was accompanied by up to three other men who reportedly were going in and out of the building and were yelling, looking for someone. No injuries were reported in connection with the incident, and the police investigation into what happened is continuing. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Need an appliance repaired? Then you need Chris Moore. Simple as that. It's a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And to get him there, one phone call. The 523-5911. Put the number on your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. And when the food in your freezer starts melting, you'll want that number handy. 523-5911. And the news brought to you by Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that treat you like a special customer because to them, you are. They want you to feel that personal touch, but don't take my word for it. See for yourself. Call them for details at 260-1918 and switch your prescriptions over to them for free delivery all winter long. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Another local news, the state has proposed a tentative settlement with the striking state prison guards, but first reports indicate the guards are not happy with it. They'll have a chance to vote on that proposal. While Governor Kathy Hochul said those striking guards have until Saturday to return to work or face possibly being fired, their loss of health care, or other monetary losses. Those guards have been on strike since last Wednesday, and the state has ruled the strike illegal, with the judge ordering the COs to go back to work. Correction officers say they're upset due to unsafe conditions in the jails, with no real punishment available for the inmates that take part in dangerous situations like bringing contraband into the jails, fighting, and placing other inmates and guards in danger. If the union does reach an agreement over the weekend, we'll break in and give you the report first here on the Real Niagara Radio or have details during our update on Monday afternoon. How are those appearance tickets working out? Well, a person who reportedly was arrested several times in the past and was released several times on appearance tickets was reportedly walking around where the bicycles are stored at the Walmart store on Military Road. He then was said to be spotted putting air in the bike tires, then took the bike and walked around the store for a while before he took it to the auto department and rode it out of the door without paying for it. A local police officer working security in the store saw this and followed the thief down the road, ordering him to stop. At one point, he pulled alongside of him in his car and activated his lights, identifying himself as a police officer, but that thief refused to stop and kept riding away. Until the officer finally caught up with them in an alley behind the Mill Pine Plaza, where the bandit was handcuffed and taken into custody. He was identified as a frequent shoplifter, 29-year-old Zachary Krogan of Walmore Road, who was reportedly warned before not to come back into the Walmart store due to previous shoplifting attempts, and because of this, a charge of petty larceny was upgraded to burglary. He was also charged with resisting arrest in the case. The officer that caught him was assisted in the alley by Town of Niagara Police. The stolen bike was returned to Walmart, and Krogan again was issued the state's preferred appearance ticket and let go, pending a future appearance in city court next month. Police are trying to sort out the sale of a 1995 box truck that was offered on Facebook, with the buyer here in Niagara Falls meeting the proposed seller at a gas station on High Park Boulevard. The buyer said he paid the seller $4,000 for the truck. The buyer was given a title for the truck, but it was not properly signed, and the buyer wanted his money back. The seller decided to drive away with the truck, and the buyer, trying to stop him, grabbed onto the vehicle and was dragged a short distance, but he wasn't hurt. That is, until that truck smashed into a car at the gas station. And the driver of the car that was hit got into an exchange of words when the car driver hopped in his vehicle and drove off. The seller said he was taking the vehicle back home to Rochester to see if a settlement in the case can be put together. Police said they're investigating the whole incident, but first reports indicate that the whole case is a civil matter. In the 6400 block of John Avenue, a homeowner received a text indicating that someone had entered his house, and when he got home, he found his PlayStation and 8 games missing. The owner said he had a friend staying with him, but he couldn't contact that person to see if they knew anything about the missing games. Total loss in the case was set at $2,700. Detectives are looking into the matter. And Niagara County Sheriff Deputy Bull, assisting the City of Lockport Police with a shots fired call, observed a car in the area operating without headlights and went to pull him over, but the car began to flee from the deputy at a high rate of speed. The vehicle pursued ensued throughout the city, with the operator of the vehicle leaving the roadway on Center Street, getting out and running on foot. He was quickly apprehended by the deputy and identified as 22-year-old Ronald Timberman Jr. of Lockport. Timberman is now charged with driving while intoxicated, operating a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol above 0.08, unlawful fleeing a police officer in a motor vehicle, reckless driving, resisting arrest, obstruction of governmental administration, and with a number of vehicle and traffic charges. Apparently, the original report of gunshots was not connected to the fleeing vehicle, and due to the state's bail reform legislation, Timmerman was released on an appearance ticket, returnable in Lockport City Court next month. If it happens in your area, in your neighborhood, we want you to know about it. And if you see news, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, if you want to keep that golfing form all winter long, you can do it by playing golf inside on the same golf simulators the pros use at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. For details, call them at 285-0610 or book your next tee time. Remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and at night or over the weekend, if major news breaks out, we'll break in, and you'll be able to hear it here on the real Niagara Radio. Our news was featured on the hour and half hour at niagaradio.net and daily on Facebook by entering niagaradio.net. And you can also find it on our main webpage after refreshing your browser at niagaradio.net. niagaradio.net. The real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.